Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the North, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Wednesday, July 3rd, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, I will not be live on the radio tomorrow. Devin Lawrence has queued up a very special Independence Day show for you. It's 1 hour long. It will repeat for the second and third hour tomorrow, and it will play all day long on Independence Day, 4th of July, 2024, all day tomorrow on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, and the TuneIn app. It will also re-air on Friday morning, because tomorrow's Thursday. It will repeat from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the network on Friday morning. I will be back live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, usually, including this Friday, the day after 4th of July. Got a packed show, people. A ton of candidates will be on the show on Friday. Prior to the debate, the first biennial, every 2 years, debate that we're starting the tradition of for this radio station. 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan will be hosting debates for candidates every 2 years at the Ellison Place in Gaylord, Michigan. This one, if you want to come to it, is a week from tomorrow, 4th of July. It's July the 11th. Ellison Place doors will open at 4, meet and greet for an hour. First Congressional District will go first from 5 to 6. Most likely, because Bergman won't have the courage to come, I will be Congressman Jack Bergman debating Josh Saul. I know Bergman's voting record. I know the bills that he has voted for. I know the bills he sponsored. I know what committee assignments he has. I will be Congressman Jack Bergman if he doesn't show up. And again, I will share with the people there my residence as Congressman Jack Bergman. I will show you the photographs of the two-track leading to my summer cottage in Gogebic County on Thousand Isle Lake. I will share the fact that, yes, indeed, I will confirm that I was the number one recipient of the most money from Washington, D.C. for reimbursement for food and lodging. Do you know how expensive the food is at the Indigo Hotel in Traverse City? A steak dinner is $100. When you throw in the Cabernet Sauvignon, the red wine that goes with that thick ribeye and the side of vegetables and a salad, it's $100 bill. We, the taxpayers, feed Jack Bergman $100 steak dinners at the Indigo Hotel in Traverse City. Why? Because he doesn't go to Gogebic. You know how many hours Gogebic is? Watersmeet Summer Cottage is from the Mackinac Bridge. Hours. Even if he's speeding 80 miles an hour in his Suburban, he's not going to get there in an hour, folks. I guarantee it. It'd be better for him to have a helicopter or a plane. His real home is in Louisiana in the wintertime. And then when he's in Washington, D.C., he's upgraded now to a $1.5 million townhome on Carolina Avenue. You know what? I'll just show you the pictures at the debate. We'll talk about the fact that Jack Bergman voted for the budget that pays for sex change operation of veterans and active duty military. Jack Bergman voted for it. Got a very simple question for Josh Saul. If you were the congressman back in 2017 when you got sworn in, would you have voted for it? Maybe that's a good question for Dare Rendon and the county chairs to ask. So the question will be asked to Josh Saul. Josh, where do you live? And he will say 108 Robin Hood Drive in Roscommon, Michigan. Here's a picture of my house. When they look at me as Jack Bergman and say, where do you live? I'm going to show them these photographs. I'm going to give these addresses. You can call the electric companies like I have to confirm the addresses are legitimate. I verified electricity goes to these addresses. Now, even though they wouldn't confirm the name on the electric bill, I already know. I already know, Jack. So you decide whether or not you're coming a week from tomorrow to Gaylord, the Ellison place, and get there at 4 o'clock because your debate's first. It's from 5 to 6. Next up will be the 107th. Neil Friske will be there. I've been told, have not confirmed this, that his opponent, the liar, Parker Fairburn, is holding an event at the same time. So he, unfortunately, won't be able to make it. So that's okay, Parker. I will be Parker Fairburn at the debate. And by the way, the propaganda, the lie that he's telling you guys, he borrowed a young baby and took a photo of it with him and his wife. Yes, he's got his beautiful young wife on his right hip. And guess what he's holding on his left hip? Cute little baby boy or girl, I can't tell from the photograph. Probably 2-3 years old. He borrowed somebody's kid and snapped the photograph. I have documentation of it. I saved it on my phone. You want to see Parker Fairburn acting like he's a proud parent? You see, photos, pictures are worth 1,000 words. So what this picture says is I got a beautiful young wife and here's our baby on my left hip, holding it like a dad would. You want that photo? Text me Parker and I'll text you the picture. It was part of Farm Bureau AgriPac's endorsement of him. That's the photograph they chose to use. You see what you have basically is fake Fairburn. His name's not Parker. It's fake Fairburn. He's a fake parent. He's a fake conservative. He's a fake politician running against Neil Friske. If he's going to lie to you that he is a parent, what is he going to do once he gets to Lansing, where he has already said, and I have quotes from him, that I will use as Parker Fairburn at this debate, that he will work with the other side of the aisle. That what we have right now in Neil Friske is a legislator that refuses to work with the Democrats. Absolutely refuses to work with the Democrats. He, Neil Friske, believes that's what the people of 107th want. You did not elect me to go down and be bipartisan. You did not elect me to go down and vote for a Democrat Speaker of the House. You did not vote for me to give up on my values and principles that I am as a man going to Lansing, representing you on the campaign trail. The things I said, I voted for. That's what Neil Friske did. Parker Fairburn and his little groupies want a state representative that will work with the Democrats. Melanie Greenfield, really? You're going to support Parker Fairburn over your rabid support of Neil Friske? You're going to use Michigan Republican Party politics as justification for abandoning Neil Friske? Melanie, really? Well, guess what, Melanie? With all due respect, it's been nice knowing you. I'm done. Don't call me about promoting any of your events. Don't call me about your firearms training for the kids, which we have supported in the past at a discount. But that's okay. You're showing your true colors. You and Sue Aller, disgusting, despicable. I have the YouTube video of it. The things that you accused people like Dare Rendon, Dan Bonamy, and many other of us patriots here in the First District, shame on you, Melanie Greenfield. That's all I got to say. Kicked out of the First Congressional District Republican Committee for a reason. Buying into this absolute garbage that some blogger from California is putting out while wearing his pajamas in his mother's basement. Disgusting, Melanie. Shame on you. And one other thing that I'm going to throw into this mix. The people that signed the letter to supposedly draft fake Parker Fairburn. Shame on you. You're wanting to put in office a career politician. And this is exactly how it's going to go down. If Parker Fairburn beats Neil Friske and becomes the state representative for the 107th, after serving 12 years in the state Senate, going from 26 years old next year when he gets sworn in till he's 38, he will become Senator now, John DeMoose, who will become the U.S. Congressman when Jack Bergman retires in 2026. This is the last election for Jack Bergman. That's it, folks. He's done. He gets his permanent cushy pension in perpetuity until he dies. 2026, John DeMoose, the one-termer, is up for re-election in the state Senate. He served one term in the 107th. He'll serve one term in the 37th. Bergman will retire and endorse DeMoose. After Parker fake Fairburn serves in the 107th for 12 years, when he becomes 38, he will become Congressman DeMoose's chief of staff or legislative director in Washington, D.C. He will move there. He will live there year round. When DeMoose is done making his millions of dollars as a U.S. congressman like Bergman, he will retire and endorse Parker Fairburn, who will be a congressman until he dies. That's the career politician Bergman's machine plan that is all laid out, ready to go, people. And it all depends on August 6th of 2024. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
I'm Janice Delahay, your Tuscarora Township Treasurer. Our team has found and fixed dozens of problems in our general ledger, payroll, tax, and utility billing systems. But we're not done. 40 years of experience as a controller, CFO, and business owner prepared me for this work. Our township needs it. Our taxpayers deserve it. Vote to retain Janice Delahay Treasurer in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Janice Delahay.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. I enlarged and looked closer at the little girl that he's holding. I'm going to say she's probably maybe two and a half years old. Her little purple blog thingies that she has on her feet with pinkish salmon colored little sockies, their footies, with her turquoise jacket. Got her arm around Parker like he's my daddy and he's holding me on my left hip. His wife, cute little girl, she's pretty girl, on his right hip holding his Parker fake Fairburn for state representative Republican sign. That photo was used in the Michigan Farm Bureau AgriPac endorsement. But Captain Jeff, being our field reporter up there in Cedarville, sent me a text message. This is an ad off Breitbart. And they cropped the photograph. Same photograph, same exact photograph, except they chopped off his sign. His wife, him, and the little baby girl is on Breitbart. If you are on Breitbart, you're going to see these pop-up ads. Now, somebody who I'm personally endorsing for Sheboygan County Sheriff, and by the way, when I put together the candidates, I was talking about the U.S. Senate, U.S. House of Representatives, 1st Congressional District, vote for Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for Senate, Josh Saul for Congress, and then I put four state House races in there. I cannot possibly put together a list for county sheriffs and county commissioners and county clerks and school board members. The list would be way too long. The text would take me hours to put together. But somebody I am endorsing for Sheboygan County Sheriff is John Studer. He said, "No, Randy, Parker doesn't have any ambition to go to Washington, D.C. His ambition is to become governor of the state of Michigan. He told me that the first time he ran against Neil Friske back in 2022. Okay, so I'm going to amend the timeline a little because DeMoose is young. He'll be in Washington, D.C. Let's see. Bergman will retire in 26 election, endorse DeMoose. DeMoose will get elected in November of 26, the governor's midterm election. He'll get sworn in January 1st of 2027. He'll probably be there 30 years. Parker can only be in the state house for 12. So you're saying at 38 years old, Parker Fairburn's going to run for governor of the state of Michigan. serve as governor for 8 years, so 38 and 8, he'll be 46. Yeah, DeMoose will still be in Washington. Unless Parker gets the ambition that as a governor, I can run for U.S. Senator and become a U.S. Senator. Because I'm bipartisan, I'm willing to work with Democrats and the Republicans. Because he's neither. He's part of the Uniparty. So he could be governor for 8 years. He may decide he wants to run for U.S. Senate and represent the entire state in the U.S. House Senate for 100 senators. But most likely, he'll probably start off in Congress. He'll take over for DeMoose. He might serve 10, 20 years in the House. Then he might run for U.S. Senate. Mark my words. If Parker Fairburn defeats Neil Friske on August 6th, he will be a career politician. Exactly which office and which path, God only knows. But if you guys in the 107th allow him to beat Neil Friske, you just bought yourself a career politician in perpetuity. You'll be dead. And Parker Fairburn, fake Fairburn, will be in office. It's that simple. It's that simple, people. Doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this out. Ms. P. Studer has my vote. We need fresh blood. We need new people. You know what? Here's the problem. The establishment, like in Mount Morenci County, they want you to vote for the current clerk who tried to stop the meeting that's going on right now regarding a resolution about election integrity. The current clerk tried to postpone the meeting because of health department rule violations. Todd Smallenberg is there running for the 106th, a candidate I think you should vote for if you live there. And so is Timothy Jacobs, the county clerk candidate running against the current clerk. Mike Carl, the sheriff that you need to vote for. I believe Mike's there as well. They're talking about election integrity. We're going to have Timothy Jacobs on at 11:30 to talk about what happened in Mount Morenci's Board of Commissioners meeting that started at 9 o'clock this morning. Folks, we got to put a stop to the Bergman machine. We have to collapse this entire house of cards that he has lined up. John DeMoose, Cam Cabot, Parker Fairburn, Lisa Trombley in the 103rd down in the 103rd race. You want the candidates? Text me, candidates. Final hour of today's show, hour number 3. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.